You know the kind. The crowded station wagon, the dog in your lap, the dog breath in your face, endless games of car bingo, the family vacation that seems to go on forever. Well, now it's back in a shorter, more enjoyable form. I'm Noah Adams, and I'd like to introduce you to some stories that make the family vacation a much more manageable experience. In mere minutes, you'll be transported to a pirate ride at Disneyland, camping in the jungles of Cambodia, queuing up for a family picture on the deck of a cruise ship. These vacations are duty-free, baggage-free, and the best part is, you'll be taking them with other people's families. If your idea of a perfect vacation is to float dreamily across a large body of water, you might be surprised by this next story. NPR's Tom Goldman found that it's much more fun to be in the water than on it.
Thank you for calling. To book a new cruise, please press 1. Cruise Sales Department, may I help you?
Hi, I wanted to ask some questions about an Alaskan cruise, please.
Sure, and which cruise were you looking at?
It'd be a round trip from Seattle.
From Seattle, okay.
My ship, I was told, would have a swimming pool, bowling alleys, saunas, jacuzzis, a full spa and exercise room, programs for the kiddies, nightclubs for the adults. Hey, a swinging time for sure on the dance floor and in our Ocean View stateroom with balcony. So, I pulled out my checkbook.
Total would be $39.54.12.
And put it away. Okay, let's fill them. Truck tire inner tubes, $12.50 each. Air to fill them up, free. Tubing on an Oregon River, priceless. Which, in the summer of 2009, is just what we're after. Price less.
Okay, tubers, are you ready?
Yes.
Good. You seem very enthusiastic. Now, I want to read you something out of the guidebook. Remember this as we're going down. This stretch of the Clackamas River is an excellent training area for beginners. There are many small class 2 drops, usually with eddies close by. The rapids are clean and have good runouts. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
Let's go tubing.
Yahoo!
Another advantage of a cheap thrills vacation, kids can take friends. So my two children, their friend, and I wade out into the chilly Clackamas River and prepare to plop down in our black inner tubes. At that moment, I admit, I can't stop thinking about certain advantages of that spendy vacation, like our departure from Seattle, easing into a main deck chaise lounge as the mighty cruise ship heads north. Because, did I mention it was the chilly Clackamas River?
Okay. The lower back. The lower back. That's painful.
Actually, it feels
really good. Let's go! Once you get used to it.
Yeah, once you get used to it. Hold on.
But the payoffs, and there are many, begin once you catch the current.
So we're going under a beautiful bridge now. And we're just floating. Just floating.
And thinking about life lessons on a river. Going with the flow, not fighting the current. Things you're not going to think about in a cruise ship bowling alley. As the current on the Clackamas quickens and the first rapids approach, I think about perhaps the most important life lesson.
Lift your butt so you don't scrape the bottom.
Commentator Laura Lorson knows all about the summer road trip. Her family inflicted many of them on her in the mid-70s. And no matter how hard she tries, she can't seem to forget a single one of them.
My parents had this idea that summertime was the time for trips, preferably the educational kind, but at a bare minimum, the kind that entailed at least 16 hours in a car in a row. There was always a breakdown, there was always at least one major argument, and at the end, there was always a quiz. My father was an avid AAA member, and he would pore over triptychs with the intense focus of the whalemen of yore consulting star charts. He would load up our station wagon, the back of which he had tricked out with these odd orange bamboo-like sun curtains, and a giant slab of foam rubber covered with a Velux blanket, and set off for an educational experience, most of which was completely wasted on his children. We were really just in it for the Pringles and the soda pop, and the off chance that we'd get to stop at a Stuckey's for pecan roll, but it was not because we didn't care. It's because my sister and I would be trapped in this little plush padded greenhouse of a car, and it was just too hot for us to be anything but dehydrated and drowsy. Nowadays, families travel in ultra-lux minivans with front and rear climate controls, bristling with cup holders and DVD players, kind of like traveling in a hotel lobby. This kind of luxury was beyond our wildest dreams back in the mid-1970s. We stuck to the seats and sweated. We played car bingo and listened to AM radio, fighting the urge to jump out of the moving vehicle in order to escape hearing Seasons in the Sun for the sixth time in an hour.
Marika Partridge grew up in a military family living in many different countries. Her parents were originally from the South and were aiming for retirement in Vermont when the idea for an around-the-world family camping trip took hold.
In 1968, we were stationed in Taipei, Taiwan. My dad was on the brink of retirement from the Navy when he bought a portable reel-to-reel tape recorder. It was a German-made Ewer. And somehow, he was able to get my technically inept mother to learn how to use it.
Watch this, they're starting something new. Look to your left. Look to your left.
This is my mom, Cora. It turned out she had a natural ear for gathering sound. Most military families returning to the States from overseas would fly. But my parents decided that the best way to get back home to Vermont would be to drive. My dad had a plan. We'd explore Southeast Asia and India on various modes of public transportation. We'd take a ship from Bombay to Mombasa, Kenya. We'd go on safari in East Africa. Then we'd drive and camp through India, Kashmir, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Turkey, Greece, Italy, Switzerland, Germany. The trip would take a year. And of course, there'd be no school. My brother Alan was 15. I was 13. We both played music, so Alan brought his guitar and I packed my flute. Our unofficial homeschooling began in the jungle of Cambodia.
I'm recording the afternoon chanting of the monks in Angkor Wat.